Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
So, in my head, obviously, I don't know why I'm so well-adversed in mounds, but you know what a love mound is?
Well-adversed?
What are we doing?
I'm not sure.
Female breast.
Okay.
Love mounds.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
So, as I say, if you think of how a mound should look, a hill would be more.
I got you.
That
got you.
Mounds
we
are more.
We got it. We got it. Yeah. We got it.
You sure you got it? When's the last time you saw a love mound?
So big mound.
When's the last time you had a pair in your hands?
He's got his machine on him.
I don't know where that came from.
But Dan, we were speaking about Ivan Tony, and this guy was thinking about titties.
Yeah, he's talking about breasts. I don't understand.
Yeah, filthy fellas, man.
That's where we usually talk.
Steve-O, by the way, they're calling you Roberto Martinez.
Yes.
Why? What's that?
Because you won us the FA Cup, but got us relegated in the same episode.
Steve-O, you were fantastic.
I think you was amazing. I want to give a round of applause for Steve-O, but even by myself. Well done, Steve-O.
Welcome to Filthy. It's time to restore order. I am back.
Oh.
Oh, thanks for joining us. It's been a while.
I've been here, man. I've been working.
Good to see you. Good to see you, man.
Been working, man.
Good to see you.
Oh, listen. We've got a big episode coming up. I don't know if I want to introduce you lot or if you want to do it. Now, no introductions.
What?
We're doing no introductions today.
No introduction needed.
I'm a genius.
And I'm even schooling seniors.
Next year?
Audis and cars.
Audis and cars.
Awesome!
It's so unorthodox.
I like the fact he tried to think of an alternative. But
he said Audis and cars, not another brand. Audis and cars.
Speaking of Audis, I'm getting one soon, you know.
Serious?
Yeah. This year, yeah. I have my Audi this year.
Why Audi? Why Audi?
There's not a lot of the year left, you know.
What does that mean to me?
Ooh.
More pressure for me,
innit? Talking money.
Stuff's booked up, innit? So dates already booked, so I've got to get stuff done. And that's where I've been as well, in my house, practicing.
You know what? I rang him, yeah, and I could hear beep, 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 get out the way. And I was like, you out driving? He said, nah. He went, I didn't have time to do the driving lessons with it, so I've got the simulator. So he's been using the simulator.
Been
at
using
home.
The simulator.
No. What's he talking about?
You know what? I was gonna say something, but I didn't wanna. It's my guy. Hey, you know what? New show. Truths.
Truths. It's not truth, sir.
What did you just say? Truths with a TH.
Truths.
No, it's a truce.
With a no, C-E. It's not. No way.
This is what you're talking about. Did you just say truths?
Are you joking me all this time? Is there any other words you thought meant something?
IKEA. I just learned that. You just told me. Obviously, he's from Rafs, so he knows.
Yeah. IKEA is Swedish.
IKEA properly.
It's Swedish.
It's IKEA, isn't it?
It's IKEA.
It's IKEA.
100%.
I swear down.
Depends where you come from. Like, in some certain places, that would be considered racist.
It's very good that you said that word racist, because in football, we've got something big happening at my club.
Oh.
Dan, what do you think is happening in your dressing room and how do you feel about it?
Look, I just want my team to start winning.
There's unrest in the camp.
Jackson unfollowed the wrong Enzo.
Oh, is it?
He unfollowed the gaffer. I'm following back again. Missed again. Another miss.
You're at the front of another racial issue.
I'll tell you why it's even worse. Because our manager is called Enzo and he's Italian.
Imagine you just take a job and there's a race war.
Already. Now, if you're asking me who wins this race war in Chelsea.
It's Enzo.
I don't know.
Enzo was bought for 100 plus mil and is on a 7-year contract.
But the combination of all the black French players.
But look at the black French players it was.
It's not even just the black French players, it's black players, bro.
What do you think Reece James has to say about this?
What do you reckon Cole Palmer has to say? I'm joking, Cole.
I reckon, oh yeah, for real. Now that's, whoa.
The granddad wasn't happy, he sent a text.
The Euros are over, club football returns. It's time for transfers.
Yes.
Ah.
We are gonna talk about the top six Premier League teams and United. And I feel very sick by saying it doesn't include Chelsea.
I was just going to say that. Do you include Chelsea in that?
I feel sick.
Because I had the conversation with my dad the other day and he said the top six teams. And
should have Chelsea.
He just named the top six who we consider the top six. And I'm like, that's not the top six no more, Dad. But he's like, that is the top six biggest clubs in the country.
I mean, to have Villa in a top six debate.
So are they officially a top six or did they just finish top six?
No, officially they finished top six. But when we say top six, we mean traditional.
Anyway, let's talk about the small club.
Smallish club.
They're small. Let's have a look at who they've signed so far. They have signed Ian Mattson.
Good signing.
From Chelsea, 44 mil. Good money for us.
I was watching Champions League a lot last year. One of the best little left backs I came across in that competition was Ian.
He was good.
Very good. So the fact that you lot have struggled for a left back for the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, but that's not there. But if you're going to get 44 million for that kid right now, you ship him.
Really? 100%. So you're looking around, you're looking around the world. We've just seen the Euros.
Yeah.
Was there many better than him?
Brother, if you get 44 million for Mattson, you sell that, bro.
You sell that, bro.
Crazy. So you,
that's
so,
not crazy.
So
we literally just gave Cucurella like the player of the tournament.
You need three left backs.
You don't think you need three left backs?
No.
Chelsea had two last year and had no left backs. What were we doing there? They had two and they didn't need one.
Play Levi Colwell. Play him left back.
Huh?
You're going to let me get this list off?
Okay, you're hard of hearing.
You're hard of hearing.
Come on, Poe, say something.
Now, go for the list.
They've signed Amadou Onana, 50 mil from Everton.
Okay, now this is where I step in and I say that's bad.
No.
But carry on.
You don't like him though, innit?
Cameron Archer, 12 mil, Sheffield United.
Wow.
Oh, they signed him, yeah?
Ross Barkley.
That's a good signing.
5 million from Luton. That is the bargain.
Barkley's playing Champions League ball next year.
I know, after getting relegated.
Yeah, that's
Lewis Dobbin.
What? Everton?
11 mil. I like Dobbin, you know.
I don't know why they did that.
I think they need more English players.
I like Dobbin.
Yeah. Jadon Philogene. Baller! Let's be honest, though. Aston Villa overachieved last season, right?
Big facts.
Nah.
Big facts.
No, they was consistent. 38 games.
I'm not saying they weren't. You have to be consistent to come third, but I'm saying they overachieved. No one expected them to do what they did.
100%.
They overachieved, yeah?
100%.
Dazza said they would come top four. Shout out to Dazza, though. He believed.
It's probably wise to suggest they're not going to be in the Champions League next season.
Nah, that's only due to that, though. That's due because they're in the Champions League.
If they spend 100 mil, which they have, can they make top four again?
Think about it. They've got their goalkeepers like a World Cup winner and a contributor, not a World Cup winner that sits on the bench. They've got Konza that we've consistently rated here. They've got Diego Carlos, which is a good player. They've got Pau Torres as a good centre-back. You move forward, they've got Jacob Ramsey as another good player. They've got McGinn. They've actually got a good core.
Do they come top four then?
Yeah, Watkins up front. I reckon they can get top four again next season. And they've got now good young players.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's right, you did it. I don't think you were, sorry.
I'm looking at that Villa team, that squad. I look at a Chelsea squad, like all teams have got that level of player now. And then the ones that are going now into the Champions League, it's a level above. I don't think they've got that level above.
But Pau Torres, not a good centre-back. Not, and you don't think that's a centre-back that can deal with Champions League?
Decent. But his level wasn't Champions League, it was Europa before, right?
But I'm not, that's where he was playing. Your level and where you're playing is two different things.
Yeah, that's true.
It's two different things.
Was he in the Spain squad?
Was it Pau Torres?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he didn't start. Well, Laporte was starting.
All right, the one that's in at Saudi. It's got over him.
You mean the same one that won the league numerous times at Man City? You're not good at drumming as well.
Come on, man.
What do you mean, come on? He won the league and he was a contributor at Manchester City.
You're laughing. Am I saying things here?
Am I saying things as well?
No, yeah, you're saying things.
Keep looking over there. Look right here. SWV, my guy.
Right, you lot got some tension, man. Some tension.
I don't think Villa's... They're not going to have enough next season.
Thank you. That's all.
They got Zaniola. They're talking about selling Diaby.
Zaniola's gone.
Well, they're talking about selling Diaby and bringing in João Félix. So there's still things that need to be done.
They're talking about getting Félix.
But playing him wide.
They might have the signings. They get all these signings coming in there. And like Julie said, it's going to bolster the squad, yeah?
Mm.
But when they play in Champions League, when you go from playing from Champions League to Prem, like week in, week out, that's a different ball game. It's completely different. It's not going... Remember, they went from playing no European football last season, just about making top four.
Yeah,
now they've got to play Champions League and then try play and then go away to bloody Everton next week.
But Miles, you know what? I believe they can. Because their competition is rubbish. No disrespect to Chelsea, God bless you. Their competition is rubbish. Who is their competition for top four outside of Arsenal and Manchester City?
I'm not even talking about their competition directly. Forget the competition directly. They still got to play the other teams in the league.
But so do the other teams. And I'm saying they're better equipped for me in terms of their team. They got an international manager that is respected. So he's respected in European football. Then you've got centre-back.
This is the same manager that bottled it with us, you know? But us to try and get Champions League that was in Europe. Remember
that? But Arsenal were a mess.
No. We're a team of stature with better players.
All right, cool.
Don't do that.
Did he not have a team that was a low quality team and Manchester United come with their, oh, we got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer getting battered by Francis Coquelin in the final? That is the same gaffer that has taken this Aston Villa side.
But they didn't make Champions League that year, though.
No, because he was with Villarreal.
Yeah, but he's with Villa.
Now he's brought Villa in the Premier League, arguably the hardest league in the world. He's taken Villa to the Champions League. Why am I not crediting him?
In a bad season.
What's that?
It was a bad season.
But I don't know. Eddie Howe, you talk about Eddie Howe and you talk about the man in question. I think the man in question is a little bit
better. I'm just talking about the level. When they went to the Champions League and then they had to go back to the Premier League, it's different, bro.
All right, cool. I believe Aston Villa are going to do very well, to be fair. I trust their gaffer.
The only thing I could save them, if they get knocked out of the group stages from early.
All right, guys, at home, what do you think? Do you think Aston Villa make top four next year? If not, what do they need to do to make top four? Do they perform in the Champions League? Blah, 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 all of that. Anyway, that's a small club. Let's get on to someone a little bit bigger.
Oh.
Liverpool. Now, that's a proper club.
Yeah, but they haven't made any signings, though.
They've got a new manager with a big head.
Can I ask you a question, everyone? Does anyone know what style of play this guy plays?
No.
Yeah.
It's build-up play.
Is it similar to Klopp?
It's slow build-up play. It's nowhere near Klopp.
What do you mean it's slow build-up
play? He builds from the back.
He builds from the back.
Like that real, like, man, how... Vincent Kompany done
Yeah.
Vincent Kompany did it where? At Burnley.
He tried to do it.
He didn't do it.
Championship.
Oh, I mean Premier League.
But yeah, it's not the same as Klopp. Nowhere near the same as Klopp. So maybe the players they're trying to look for is not going to be the same kind of players that we normally align in Liverpool. But the difference with Liverpool, though, they do get players at the end of the season. Like they do...
At the transfer window.
Yeah, and Liverpool don't make noise about the players they're getting. They just got McAllister out of nowhere. They got Jota out of nowhere.
All right, but do they have a good enough squad? A lot of the players that they've had are at the tail end of their careers, that they've peaked already. We've seen the best of Salah.
I've seen him pre-season. This
crazy.
He looks hench.
Serious?
Fair to God, he looks on it.
No hair.
You know why I think Salah's gonna have a good season this season? I don't think there's any pressure on Liverpool really.
Ooh, what do you mean?
To a certain degree. There's not a real pressure for them to really compete for the league. They're good enough to do it, but there's no pressure on them to compete. So someone like Salah and all these guys are going to play. They're just going to play.
They took what? When did they drop out? The last three games?
Yeah.
Nah, they dropped out before that. I said when Arsenal lost to Villa and they lost to Palace,
that weekend,
that kind of just...
Mathematically.
But they've always in it mathematically. I thought there was like 5 points behind, so they was always in it until like the last game.
But they lose Klopp. They lose Klopp, yeah. And with Klopp, you lose probably quite a lot of identity. You lose a lot.
There's two ways of looking at it. There's losing the manager, which he never left. He never... got the sack, he left.
On a high,
even rang up the other manager, all of this. So I think going into this season, the way that they've done it, there is pressure on Liverpool. You've got a new manager. We need to hit the ground running.
Yeah, of course there is. But do they have the team to do it?
What would you say would be a successful season for Liverpool? What expectations would you put on them then?
A cup and
top three.
Top two is crazy, bro.
I think they should make top four regardless because I think their squad's good enough to make top four. Obviously, they just came off the back of a good season. Yeah, respectfully, Liverpool.
I think they overachieved as well.
So, it's not even about, for me, it's not even about the players who they got so far. They ain't got no one in it. So who do they need to try get to that level again to compete? Who does this manager need then?
I think they've got problems though. Like, I think Aston Villa are in a better position than them. And this is the reasons why. They haven't got a natural goal scorer, but they've got a Darwin Nunez that looks like he might leave.
Cody Gakpo, can he lead the line?
No, I don't believe that he's going to be able to lead the line. In the middle of the park, Thiago's gone. Don't know how sure we are about Endo. They're probably going to have to sign someone in the middle of the park.
They've got a strong link to Edison, by the way.
I'm just a little bit concerned if the team that played the Klopp style, the high press and so on and so forth, they're changing the whole system with this team. They need to bring players in because I just think this is poorer preparation than Aston Villa. Play the side, know the gaffer, bringing in some younger, adequate players to accommodate for the first team. This side here needs to go and sign. Like, they're linked with Kubo. How can you be linked with Kubo? You've got Mo Salah. I think you need to go and buy a striker.
But Mo Salah is not a spring chicken anymore, right?
So stop. We're saying this and we're talking about young players being bought in at Villa. Liverpool already done that 2-3 years ago. So their young players, Curtis Jones, Elliot, Balajack.
Oh, Balotelli.
I don't know how to Konsa, say that. Who's just missed the like, they've got all, so they don't need to go out and sign. They know they've got like 6-7 good youngsters.
No, but they do, because you're saying good youngsters, but they were
injured last year, you know?
They were under the guidance of a gaffer that I felt had a different plan to this guy. So now when this guy comes in and goes, this is my new plan, if you've been Curtis Jones and Harvey Elliott playing a particular style for fight,
this has been structured.
Yeah, but just saying, all good players have to be almost prepared for
that. But Dan, the players that he's talking about haven't even really, no disrespect to them, I think they're talented players, but none of them are conversations to be in the England team right now. None
that's
of them
crazy.
Are. But it's Curtis not crazy.
Curtis Jones was just there. Konsa was just there. Elliott's just there. Like,
No. Kwanzaa, the centre back. Konsa was there for right. No, that's Villa.
No.
Kwanzaa, you're talking about Kwanzaa, the one that gave away the ball to Bruno to score a goal from the halfway line.
He was in the England squad. He was in the preliminary.
Oh, okay.
Steve-O, was any of them players that didn't meet that squad, did we, any of us, at any point, because we spoke about Rashford being missed, Sterling being, did any of us, even with that midfield problem, speak about Harvey Elliott or Curtis Jones being the solution for England in the summer? So who
I
cares?
Did. I did.
Oh, well, no, you didn't.
I said Harvey Elliott.
No, you didn't.
I've tweeted about it. I've said it.
Where?
And the point I'm trying to make is it always goes over your lot's head, right? You lot just said about the signings Villa's made and like Liverpool ain't making. So I'm telling you, they don't need to because the quality of squad that Villa, that you're just praising them about, Liverpool already have that. There was a few players that got... Yes, they do.
With the team that they've got now, do you think they could come top three without signings?
Yes.
Yes.
You do? I don't. I think they got lucky. Not lucky, but I think they played out of their skin last. No, it's not luck. But I feel like what we saw from them towards the end of the season is what a lot of people expected earlier on.
If I'm being on the side, I think Liverpool, they wasn't even playing that great and they were still winning games.
After you're not playing well and you're winning those games, you know what happens after that?
But tell me.
You start not playing well and not winning games. I've watched it happen with Chelsea.
This ain't Chelsea. This is not Chelsea.
This
Daniel.
Looks dead. This is looking a bit
No,
Chelsea.
It's not. They've got some of the best young players in the world.
Huh?
What are you talking about? Huh? Curtis Jones just went and won the World Cup.
Curtis Jones won the World Cup?
In the under-20s. The under-20s.
We're talking about not the under-20s, still. I'm not talking about senior football.
I just said the best young players. So that's how you judge them on their tournaments. Are you joking me?
Do you consider Emile Smith Rowe one of the best young players in the world?
Yeah. Do you not? He's got your number 10.
Oh, now you do.
He's not good enough for Arsenal yet, no. But if he goes to a Villa or one of these teams, yeah.
But you think Curtis Jones is good enough to...
Curtis Jones is 10 times better than that guy.
Can I ask you, can
go
I tell you something?
Go on.
You know that Smith Rowe, you know Smith Rowe got the most goals in that
tournament. Don't care.
So he's not good enough to Arsenal.
Not that tournament.
But Curtis Jones better for...
Curtis Jones, listen, you're asking me about an opinion here. Curtis Jones is better than a Smith Rowe.
It's flawed.
It's that simple.
But if he was that good, he'd be starting though.
What are you talking about? He was injured. When he started starting, he got injured. Let's not do context, not on this show. Let's just get it better, bro.
One of the best young players in the world.
Liverpool have got some of the best young players in the world. Two of them are just in the preliminary for the team that has got to
you
the final.
You just named Curtis Jones, bro. The bar is low. What are you doing?
Because you don't know ball. You don't know ball. So you don't think Curtis Jones is one of the best young players in the world?
One of the best young players in the world is Curtis Jones. But Curtis Jones.
Bro, he's played over 100 games for Liverpool.
And he's still not one of the best young players. This guy, Cole Palmer's played like 38 games for Chelsea.
And he's one of the best players of the year.
Yes.
As
he's
well.
He's made more noise.
All right, boys, let's focus on transfers
You're going
anyway.
Mad,
Dan,
bruv.
We can ask everybody else what they think. Is Curtis Jones
Guys,
one of the best players in the world?
Is Curtis Jones one of the best players, best young players in the world?
Oh my God.
Leave a comment, let us
Are
know.
Are you joking
You're
me?
You're not allowed to be a Liverpool fan as well.
But if Steve-O's right, back him. Back him, because he's alone here.
Whoa.
What about Baris Yilmaz?
Turkish.
Bro. When was the last time we saw a proper good Turkish player coming to the Prem and bat it up?
Wow. Alpay.
What?
Wow.
Aston Villa.
So you're on true for like 6 months.
So there's two ways of looking at it. Either they're due one or...
Or it's done.
Or...
I don't think it's done.
Nah, it's nowhere near done. Did you see what it's done in the Euros?
Bro, they're on the rise. Turkey's shout out Turkey, here, bro.
Big up Turkey, man.
I'm just interested to see why Liverpool are looking to go and sign a wide player when you take a look at the competition Cody Gakpo had and you take a look at Salah looking hench, no hair. I'm thinking...
This I know you lot don't watch football, man.
Oh my God.
Diaz has been cooking. I'm on the back cooking. Gakpo, cooking.
So Can I land?
Go on.
You didn't mention Diaz. As I was saying...
Go on.
I've only mentioned what I love
Diaz. He
wasn't
going to mention it. I heard you mutter him. He moved on, did he? Okay.
He moved on, did he?
I'm gonna allow you to finish. You can finish. If Steve-O will allow it.
So as I was saying, Darwin Nunez is over there as well. as well as Diaz. I go to myself, why are you getting attacking players when in the middle of the park, not only are man retiring, they got injuries. I feel like you need something in the middle of the park, the DM area. You got Endo last season. Why are you not looking to sign a DM?
I'll tell you why, yeah? I'm not sure. Have any of us been to Japan?
Yes, I haven't.
It's on my list. It's on my list.
It's on my list as well. I've not been.
Is Mario World there, right?
Yeah, they got a Mario World.
It's cold, man.
But they are usually ahead of the world when it comes to stuff, yeah? So when they name someone the Japanese Messi, you might have to take it seriously.
He's been at Barca, he's been at Madrid, he's about 27 years old, and now because you've seen a headline...
He's not 27, he's 23, 24.
No, he's about 25, bro. I'm telling you, get it. He's not young. If Curtis Jones ain't young, he's not young.
Wait a second. If they link up the two Japanese players together, this could spell trouble for the rest of the league.
Nah.
He's a good player.
Listen, we've seen a lot of Messi's, yeah? Scottish Messi's, The one you do have to take seriously is the Japanese Messi.
Who's the English Messi?
English Messi. Who's the English Messi?
What's Curtis Jones?
It's Curtis Jones. And how old's Kubo, Steve?
He's about 23, 24. About 23, 24.
Man, I can't even with you.
How old's Curtis Jones?
You sure you want to do
yes.
this?
Yes.
Just come here for facts.
Why have you decided to back him today? Like,
bro, he's a
baller, bro.
He's unbelievable.
No one's going to say older or younger.
Of what? Than Kubo?
Yeah.
That's the monkey.
I'd say he's about 24, considering them man. He was in under 21 tournament.
Yeah, so he's not gonna be that old.
Oh, older or younger, bro?
He's 23.
Well done.
It's good.
Well done. He knows ball.
Anyway, guys, let's have a look at Man City. Probably the favourites to win the league again. Pep's last season. I reckon he's gonna put the Black Air Forces on again.
I've got a problem with their signing.
There are rumours circulating that Kevin De Bruyne is leaving before the end of this transfer window, guys. Does that change things?
Has anyone seen his interview about leaving? He said, I'm not rushing to leave, but Saudi is a good opportunity to take care of my family and my kids, grandkids, and like he said that.
Are you not rich enough? So I'm saying that. Like,
yeah, but come
and
on.
And his generation.
What's going on here?
Nah, come on, bro.
It's bigger than you.
When you get a Saudi offer, you're not rich enough.
Yeah.
Them lot have been getting like a quarter mil a week for years, bro.
And they're about to get more.
Bro, like your kids and their kids should be fine by now, bro.
Maybe he gambles. Maybe like sweets.
Saudi's not even got
sweets.
Sweets. Like.
All right, but Dan, look at it like this. Imagine you're Kevin De Bruyne. You're at Egypt. You're Kevin De Bruyne. You've won everything at club level. At this point, you're just showing off. You've won everything. And then someone says to you, I'm going to triple your wages. You come to a hotter country. Your family's going to be taken care of. Big man, I'm gone.
I can't imagine KDB in Saudi.
Manchester.
I can't imagine you in Saudi Arabia.
Neither can I, but I'm thinking about Kevin De Bruyne right now. I'm staying in Manchester, but Kevin De Bruyne?
You might as well go, bro. Only 60% of your body you're going to use as well. Like that league, you don't even...
What do you mean?
You're only going to use 60% of your body.
What? Not your brain, just your body.
Of your body.
Hold up, what do you mean you only use 60% of your body? I need to, yeah, just so like from here.
Just his two legs. Just his legs.
He doesn't even head the ball no more.
No headers. No overhead height.
Nope, nothing. Can I ask? He's playing five aside in the side.
Can I ask the crowd at home what you think of that comment? You only use 60% of your body.
Yeah, but you didn't do anything there asking the crowd. Ask me.
Hey, Dan, if Kevin De Bruyne does leave and there's talks about potentially Musiala or Danny Olmo, who's a better fit for Manchester
City? Olmo, 100%. But we have a bigger problem as well. If Pep leaves, De Bruyne leaves and... We're hearing Bernardo Silva might be out the door as well.
And the keeper.
Then this
and Edison.
Is...
Edison's
man. The dynasty is dead.
I think it's over, man. I think it's over.
The end of an era.
Nah. It's the end of an era.
Look at the quality players they have, though. And if they sign this Savio guy they're signing, he's still a baller.
Poet, Savio, how do you feel about that deal?
I think he's a liar. I'm tired of these players saying, oh, I've been wanting to dream this my whole life.
No, he said his mate. He said his mate wanted him to play for City.
No, he did. No one cared about City.
Who would say that? Who would say that? He might be right, but who would say that?
Come on, man. His friend told him to go to City.
Robinho signed for Manchester City and said, I didn't even know there was another club in Manchester.
Was this kid called Savio?
Yeah.
He said his friend
always dreamed of him playing for City. I've got a
Whatever.
I don't know. That's what he said.
What a liar.
What would you say, Steve-O? You've just signed for a team abroad, like
Rennes. You signed for Rennes.
I've always liked the city.
I don't think Rennes. What city is that? What city is Rennes?
Is Rennes a city?
Is that, in fact, Rennes links with a city in Birmingham called Dudley. That's their joint.
Is that that?
Yeah.
Dudley. The Black Country.
Huh?
Black Country.
Yeah, the Black Country. Yeah.
The thing is, you do this a lot.
Yes.
You just throw a big statement and then you dig your heels in, and we can't figure out if it's true.
History.
Got you.
I went on a tour of France. I went to all the cities in the Euro 2016.
You done Tour de France?
Tour de France.
So Rennes is one of the cities we visited.
Who's
as
we?
Well as St. Etienne, Marseille.
Who'd you go with?
JD.
Amazing.
Yeah, man. So, and part of what I was doing is I would do a little Steve-O's fun facts, something like that. And yeah, each city are linked with other cities around the world.
Okay, and now back to it. What's your speech you always wanted? Why did you want to join?
So I would say, genuinely.
Your friend always wanted you to play for Rennes.
No, I like the city. That's what I would say.
It's terrible.
That's a bad statement, man. You're not going to win the
Has
fans
Has any of
that?
Your friends told you they've dreamed of you playing for a mediocre club out of the country you live in? Out of curiosity, in your whole life?
Not out of the country, but a lot of my friends wanted me to play for Arsenal.
That's not a mediocre... wait, what? Remember, that's where you started your journey in supporting teams.
Hey, come here.
You're a former... He's a former Arsenal fan.
You asked me a question.
Former Arsenal
asked
fan.
Me a question, and now you're rattled.
Poet, of course.
Poet, just give it that. Give him that one, please.
Oh, allow it. Your t-shirt's too tight, man.
I'll type Billy the Goat.
Yeah. All right, Steve-O, you're on decent form today.
Yeah, but Poet, he signed for Labour because Nigel told him to.
And that went down like a lead balloon. Wow.
That's the facts, though. So why did he sign for Leyton Orient then? Because your friend told you?
Should we carry on? Should we crack on? Let's crack on.
That's why I wanted the truce.
As always, City are linked with half of the world's football players. Eze?
They're being greedy there.
Yeah. Why?
They don't need Eze. Eze is like a left-sided attacking mid. Who they got over there? They got Grealish. They got Kovacic. They got Foden. They've got Doku.
I think we knew Kovacic was like a plug.
Now he's an important part of that team.
They don't need Eze. They don't need Eze.
Who's gonna be their 10 this year?
Phil Foden.
I would say so.
Do you think?
100%.
If Bernardo Silva leaves, does Foden not drift out?
Nah.
Phil Foden was drifting in the middle anyway. He was the one who's creating and scoring goals from the middle.
So then what happens? Who's replacing Foden if he drifts in the middle and he was playing wide? Who are they going to put there?
Savio
will be wide.
So then you're right. Maybe they don't need Eze. Maybe that is greedy.
But a team like City, they have backups for their backups for their backups, and they're all world class. Everyone thinks Foden didn't have a great Euros. I personally don't think that, by the way. I think he was decent, but maybe I'm seeing something different.
Yeah, you must be. Yeah.
I think he was...
You was watching Jordan.
No, I was watching... I was...
He was watching England. He was watching Modern.
Nah, bro. I was watching Shawn Michaels, bro. I was watching SmackDown for half of that tournament.
I've never seen Shawn Michaels on SmackDown.
Yeah, of course, you have.
I saw him on Raw more.
Well, you just said you've never seen him on SmackDown.
I didn't say you saw him on Raw more.
What, as a grown man with a wonky eye?
It doesn't matter.
That don't count, man. I'm talking about the guy that stomps his feet and kicks you in the face.
Nah, man, you want the heartbreak kid.
Yeah.
You want the heartbreak kid.
He's been on SmackDown, bro. What is
of course
man
he has.
Look, of course he has. Look.
Bro, look at this wonky eye man, bro.
Bro, look, there he looks. Shawn Michaels. Bam. Kane.
That's not SmackDown.
Yeah, that is SmackDown.
That is SmackDown.
No, man.
Bro, that is SmackDown.
I'm looking. You can't even see the pic.
They're linked with Bruno Guimarães.
Now, that's a good sign if I'm
Baller.
That gets Kovacic out of there. Him and Rodri and Foden in the 10. Or if Kevin De Bruyne stays, that's crazy.
Does it work? I don't know.
Why don't you know?
I think Bruno and Rodri might be a little bit too similar.
I think it moves Rodri forward.
I don't think you want that.
And what it also does, it gives Rodri resting time because he said he's tired.
Yeah, I don't think you play them together.
You can, of course you do. Bruno G can play in the 8.
G can definitely play in the 8.
We've just watched Rodri play in essentially a single pivot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for City, he often plays in whatever that shape looks like. On the pitch, it's a single pivot.
Yeah.
Bruno would go alongside him.
I think he pushes up, man.
I see Bruno just like Gundogan.
Yeah, but Gundo never really did the six with when Rodri's playing. He did the eight.
Gundogan was out here scoring winning goals and like
one season. But he can play six if he needed to.
No, he's clever.
Drop it.
Of course he could.
Yeah, he could drop in and take the ball
from
people.
But I'm saying Rodri is the irreplaceable one in that team. You rest him when you can rest him. But in any important match, you play Rodri, right? I just think Bruno doesn't necessarily complement him.
I don't know.
Whereas someone like Kovacic, I think Kovacic would complement Rodri more.
Yeah, but Kovacic doesn't bring enough to the team.
He does.
He doesn't, Dan. He doesn't do anything. He's done up. Well,
they just ducked you down and won the league again. He was an integral part of it.
No, I don't think he was
about?
An integral part of winning the league. He wasn't. The return of Kevin De Bruyne was an integral part.
Yeah, but he's always an integral part.
You tried to do a smoke screen there. You're talking about Man City's achievements. They're on track with me. I'm not talking about their achievements.
Let's
I'm talking
on,
about Kovacic as
on,
a
let's
player
go on this journey. Come on.
By himself. Just Kovo. Yeah. He doesn't bring that much to Man City. Man City is a great team. You could put anyone in there. Just for example.
Kovacic was not doing what he was saying. No, he did. They done a whole spotlight on him.
He was he influential team?
You said Kovacic was influential for them to win in that league.
100%.
Yes. Just Kovacic.
What?
Business end of the season, what did he do?
Yeah, nothing.
Business end,
what did he do?
Do what? What
and what did you lot
do? Business end, he was good. But I'm saying to you, he was not integral to Man City. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, if Bruno G comes in, Kovacic is on the bench.
Written off, yeah.
Yeah, he's written off.
No, I think Bruno is a good player, but I think what you're looking at is goals and assists.
Bro, it's Man City, bro. I could have played in the midfield with them and probably
won
the
league. No, you with your stone cold Steve.
Yes.
You've got no knees.
It doesn't matter. That's how good City is. That's how good Rodri is. He brings players. He makes them look better.
Kovacic is a ball carrier.
And what do you think Bruno G is?
He's just a player, man. He's just everything.
No, he's not. He's not just a player. And he's a bit more aggressive. He gives you more grit
he's
in the middle
everything.
Of the park.
He's a gritty. He's a bit more gritty.
He will. The thing is, I can see Kovacic getting lost in games, and I can see Gomez going, "What? It's 0-0. I'm going to win this game for us. I see him for 100%. Newcastle take lead. Kovacic
is
a great
player.
You can
say that, but last year when it did, he done what you're saying he's not doing.
Who?
Kovacic.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
He was just
no,
there.
He didn't.
It was a piece in the middle.
No, he didn't.
That is
Phil Foden. Phil Foden did what they needed to do to win the league. Kevin De Bruyne did what they needed to do in the league. Kovacic was just there.
Guys, is Miles chatting? I'm saying yeah, he is. That's it. I'm not even going to say or not. Is he chatting?
And crowd does Savage ban. Dan Savage ban.
Oh, it's over. And just like that.
Yeah, ban that guy.
And just like that.
One more thing to just touch on with City. They are potentially going to get hit with some kind of ban or fine
overdue.
Or something.
Overdue.
They've got 144 charges.
Jesus.
Now,
it went up.
My philosophy
did it go
is
up?
Always
it was 115.
Or it's 150, whatever it is.
Yeah, 115, 115, 115.
If there's a problem, usually you throw money at it. But I think this problem is because of that problem.
They got money to stretch this case. Now, you lot are going to get tired, bro.
Yeah. I heard that's what they're doing.
So they're not going to get a point deduction or nothing?
Do you know
nothing
what they're
going to
do? I think you know what's going to happen? They're going to stretch the case until Pep leaves. And when Pep leaves, that's when they'll hit them with the 115. The 100%.
Right, so Pep's John Gotti.
If they get hit with this, like just some major something, they lose Pep, De Bruyne, Bernardo Silva, Edison, all in the same year. We could be looking at a mid-table City.
I think it's like when Murder Inc. fell down, you know?
I've watched it with Chelsea, bro. We was fine. And then, obviously...
Can you say on YouTube?
I'm not sure. Are we going to get shadow banned for that?
Yeah, of course you can. You have to let you say it.
Just spell it different.
Like, you have to let you say it a lot.
Guys, if City are to improve, again, if they were to build on what they've got, who did they have to sign to get better?
Well, we talk about if they got rid of KDB, maybe a Dani Olmo.
He's class, you know.
Maybe a Musiala.
I don't think Musiala is as good as people think, but
oh, Dan, you keep doing this, man.
I've done this a few times. Oh, I've got it right a few
you're
times.
You're such a contrarian.
Yeah, but you do it so much, you're just trying to make one stick.
You lot put bikinis on everything.
No,
you
not
can.
No.
Sometimes let the person be naked. Let them be naked. See what I'm saying? What are we doing? You've got a frilly bikini on everyone. You just put it on everyone. You had one on Smith Rowe.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You did.
Now he can't even get to a beach. He can't
He's
do
banned.
Nothing.
He's banned. He got to go new
Shadow
beach.
Banned.
He got to go new beach.
It's mad. We won't even sell him.
He's in Cornwall. He's in Cornwall. You've mashed him up.
No, don't do that. No.
You're getting mad. If he's
Cornwall's got nice beaches.
Nah, he's going to have a good career, man.
All right. Career?
Guys, who do you think Man City should sign if they are to get better? Will they get better? After 2025, are they done? And is it Arsenal's only opportunity to win a league next year?
Yes. It's their best of the... It's their best.
Right, let's talk about another really, really team.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs.
You don't like Spurs, innit? Chelsea fans.
Do you.
Can't. Oh, mate. Well, who are they anyway?
Neither do you.
You don't like Spurs. No one likes Spurs.
Yeah. Manchester United fans, they're cool with Spurs fans.
They don't hate them.
They don't hate them at all.
One signing I think has impressed me, and that's come out of nowhere, was the Archie Gray one.
That's a good signing.
Yeah.
He's one of the better young players in the world.
Oh, wait, Steve-O. Steve-O, can I ask you a question? You're an idiot for that. Can I ask you a question? Do Spurs ruin that?
Yes.
No. Not with Ange. Not with how Spurs are going.
All right, here's the thing. Obviously, they've gotten from Leeds. And I'm seeing that maybe more and more often, teams are now going into the Championship to buy talent.
One of the better players in the league, three, four of the better players in the league have come from the Championship. Bowen, Tony, Watkins.
Eze.
Mm-hmm. Eze. Konsa.
Eze left.
At the back.
Yeah. Look, bottom line, I'm saying, people are going shopping now in Lidl and Aldi. You're not always going.
I love Aldi.
And Aldi's a top.
He said you're going to start shopping at Aldi this year.
That's it. That's what he said. Aldi and cars.
Aldi car, you said.
Aldi and cars.
You said about Aldi. You said Aldi and cars.
So, Aldi, yeah.
Now, Steve-O has got his big strap out today and he's fuming.
He's but the strap's. Oh, but Poet, the strap's out, but there's not a bullet in sight. I don't understand. He's not doing.
He said Aldi and cars.
He did say Aldi and cars.
So I thought you meant Aldi shopping. I'm leveling up. I'm leveling up this year. I'm going to start shopping at Aldi.
Yeah, he's talking about Lidl's though and Tesco.
Archie Gray, top player, one of the best in the world?
Young players, 100%.
How young is he?
17. He just turned 18.
He's a very good player.
He's wicked. His little brother's good as well.
Whose brother?
Gray.
That's good. Because last week he would have tripped up on that.
And I used to play with his dad, so.
Oh yeah, you told
us.
Eddie?
No, it's his granddad.
Steve?
No, Andy.
There you go. Andy Gray.
Who else was Spurs signed?
Lucas Bergevall.
Never in my life.
I've never heard of him.
In Sweden, they're getting mad about him.
Oh, is it?
I went to Sweden. I think they signed him in January. He went back on loan to that club and then he arrives. So when I went there, I said, yo, talk to him about is he the real deal? They're like, Paul, this is the one scat, like in the attacking midfield part.
Is he Swedish, yeah?
Yeah. Ooh. And he's slim, skinny too.
Oh, he's the guy that he set up. So there's a young boy, plays for Spurs, Mickey Davis, I think.
Oh, he's cool.
He's good, you know.
Mikey Moore.
Oh, okay.
He's meant to be the real deal.
And the Swedish kid.
I know who you meant, though.
Set him up. A good little through ball.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, okay. That's who they were
talking
about.
Was that recent?
Yeah, last game.
So Tottenham are looking good.
Boys, by the way, I saw Jed Spence playing.
I heard he played well.
And yeah, no, he twined man up.
I heard he played well.
So this might be the year.
This is it then.
Which, by the way, that happens. Happened with Gareth Bale. Happened with Aaron Lennon.
Did.
They do go out. Spurs have been known for years.
Say his name again.
Gareth Bale.
And do you know what Bergevall's name actually means? It means mountain mound.
Nice.
Huh? I don't even know what mound is.
Murray's Mount.
Mm. Oh, like when Wimbledon.
No, that's mountain. That's mount.
Like mount, yeah, like the mountain.
No, that's mount. I said mound.
Mound.
Oh, you said mound. I thought you meant mount.
So a mountain, I can help you with this. I've been watching stuff.
We know what a mountain is.
A mount is made out of-
Mount.
Yeah, mount.
Mound.
Mound.
A mount, because you get a mount and a mound.
Okay, talk to me.
And a mountain.
A mount is a smaller mountain, yeah, which is made out of rock. A mound will be made out of dirt. So that'd be like a hill, grass, dirt, yeah.
So that's what I was right.
So it's like, they got them in- Like near Uxbridge.
What, mountains?
So that's why I was right.
Hills. Is it just another...
So I was right then.
Hills. Should we just say hills?
No, so hill, I was right.
A hill's more steeper.
Can I get my bad?
Where a mound...
Can I get my bad, please? Because I was right.
About what?
Mount.
I said Murray's mound. You said no, mount. I'm talking about a mountain. No, it was Murray's mound.
No, you said Murray's mount.
What? You said Murray's mount.
What did I say?
Shut up, mount.
Thank you.
You said mount.
I said Murray's mound.
You, all right, well, you didn't.
And it's Tim Henman's Hill.
So it's just Henman's Hill.
Henman Hill, yeah, Henman Hill, yeah. That's a Wimbledon.
Murray's Mound.
No, it's Murray Mountain.
No, it's not. It's what's Mount?
Boys, please.
Bruv, you said Mount.
Is it Murray Mount?
Boys, please.
But anyway,
is it Murray's Mount?
Mount. It's Murray Mount. Nope, it's Murray Man or Henman Hill.
Thank you. He's right.
Just a little my bad. We can move on.
I didn't say Mount.
You did.
I said Murray's Mount.
You said Mount, though.
You said Mount.
I'm going to give you that.
Thank you. Put your hand up, man. Everyone's done.
I'll give you that. Because you said Mount.
Thanks. But anyway, can we get back to Spurs? Can I say what I think Spurs needs, though? Yeah, they've got those guys, Gray and the Swedish baller. If that's good for
Mound.
Mound. But Tottenham needs a striker, though. if they really want to try and get back into top four, they need a striker because Son can't. Like I said last season, I think Son's going to fall off.
You said that to me.
I said that last season here. Remember okay. predictions?
Yeah,
and he did fall off. He did. He didn't have the best of season. He's falling.
He done
off.
Well though. He did well, but
he's not the same Son that we know. I think Tottenham needs a striker. They definitely need a striker though to try catapult them to top four.
But remember, Son always played alongside Kane. So he had a striker.
Nah, they need a
now
striker.
Now he is the striker.
That's not so good enough. It's not good enough.
Oh, cool. So who? Who then? Who?
Ivan Toney's there. They should go pick up Ivan Toney. If Tottenham go pick up Ivan Toney,
do you know what? That does make a bit of sense.
That's a big one for them. That they're strong for top four.
I don't even think Ivan Toney would go.
Neither do I. If Ivan Toney goes, he's just an all-out number nine. How does that help Son?
Son can then play as a two. Yeah. Or remember that they kind of played off each other when it was him and Kane.
But not the way like your traditional striker plays off. Someone, it's a little. It wasn't exactly.
Yeah,
the same.
Tony would have to come. Tony, a little bit.
Do you know what I mean? I thought Tony would be good for Man United because of the way that Rashford profited from like that Veghorst type striker. I saw Rashford go crazy with that. Whereas Son's a bit different with Kane. So how does Tony help them?
But we're looking at Son. Remember, we're looking at Son from a different perspective when Kane was there because he was on the wing. That's when he was playing like more counter attacking football.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
They have a possession based manager in it. So now they have more.
Ange is a bit more.
Best possession
I'm
going
to be honest. Ange is a Shawn Michaels, bro.
Oh my God, Dan.
Bro, think about it.
No.
He is the top Shawn Michaels of all the Premier League managers.
You've got two more of them. That's
I'm serious.
It.
Bro, look at him properly. The guy said, this is who we are. We're going to play on the halfway line with nine players. It's pathetic.
Almost worked.
It didn't work.
4-1 doesn't sound like it almost worked.
But we saw the game, though.
Yeah, it was almost 2-2.
It was close. Everyone likes him because... He's a bit of a tough guy and he's Aussie.
I'm not a Spurs correspondent, but when you see something happening, you can see something happening.
Right? And what did you see happening? Anything good?
I'm saying that they've got possession-based football. So now, linking it back to Ivan Toney, he can be up front and they can play Song back on the wing because they're not going to be counter-attacking football. And Song is an old man. Obviously, his legs is going. But if they've got the 60%. Ball majority, then, yeah, 60%. Not even now, but Song, 75. Because he's got more than Kevin De Bruyne in the tank. 100%.
Who?
Son, he's got more in the tank than Kevin De Bruyne. 100%. Yeah. So yeah, with Ivan Toney be a good signing for them.
Should Kane come back?
Yeah.
To who? To where?
United. All right, if he ever went back, that would be it.
That'd be like when The Rock came back.
It wouldn't.
Next season, they will win the league. Bayern Munich will win the league next season.
I thought we meant Spurs.
I don't know, but it's another story,
So in my head, obviously, I don't know why I'm so well-adversed in mounds, but do you know what a love mound is?
Go on. Well-adversed?
What are we doing?
Do you know what a love mound is?
It's got to be a boner.
I think it means well-versed.
It's got to be a boner.
I think I know. An erection. Oh.
I'm not sure.
This better
female land. Breast.
Okay. Love mounds.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, as I say, if you think of how a mound should look, a hill would be more.
I got you.
That
I got you.
Mounds
we
are more.
We got it. Yeah? We got it.
You sure you got it? When's the last time you saw a love mound?
So big mound.
When's the last time you had a pair in your hands?
He's got his machine on him.
I don't know where that came from.
But Dan, we were speaking about Ivan Toney and this guy was thinking about tees.
Yeah, he's talking about breasts. I don't understand.
Yeah, filthy fellas, man.
I'm talking about mounds. I was just educating you on mounds. When he was talking to me about mounds, I could see he actually cared.
That was 10 minutes ago.
I like mounds.
I was waiting for a space. I didn't want to interrupt.
By the way, Højbjerg has left Spurs.
To go to?
Florentino.
Marseille.
Yes. But who do they bring in? Potentially?
Tell me.
Conor Gallagher.
if he suits their system, runners.
I think, I'll tell you what I think he is. I think he is spit and sawdust. Good player. Definitely going to be good. He's come out of Cobham's Academy. But I think he is pretty standard. But he's going to give you energy.
Yeah. I think so too.
And grit. And nothing's going to be for free. It's not an easy day's work in there if you're playing against him.
I heard Michael Owen talking about, might have been an old conversation he had, but he was talking about how players now, like, so the olden day players could just do anything when they wanted. They were mavericks, right? Now, if you can run and you cover the mileage, I think Conor Gallagher fits into
spit
that.
Spit and sawdust. It is. Yeah. I suppose footballers now are probably more athletes than they've ever been.
And what is that? Has it affected the game? Like, in the sense of entertainment-wise?
Oh, what? I watched the worst Euros ever.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
Football's not great now. You know?
Worst Euros I've ever seen.
You might
seen
get
life.
A moment every couple of weeks, but you got to, like... You got to squint to find it. It's horrible.
It's so system-based that you just know exactly how they're going to move forward. Like, it's like no one takes responsibility in the final third anymore.
A Spurs team that is very system-based, Ange Ball, he'd be perfect.
He would.
He would.
Who's
that?
Conor Gallagher. Conor. Because you got remember his loan at Crystal Palace. He was getting mad over
crazy, bro. But then who did you take out of the two that have Saar and Bissouma?
Saar can sit down.
Timo Werner.
Yes.
Gets one more year.
Another loan.
What?
Another loan.
Yeah.
That's not bad if you want to try to get a striker like someone like Ivan Toney.
Yeah.
That's a left winger.
I personally, I'm not mad at Timo. Man, I think I like him.
That's bad, bro.
He's faster than his brain, though.
Most wingers are.
Mudryk is that one of those.
Mudryk's way faster than his brain.
Surely with like things that are so system-based now, decision-making is more important than it's ever been because you don't have the freedom of making your own decisions in the final.
But Werner's not that bad.
Why isn't Werner that bad? All right, why is he that good, sorry?
Because he's played in a top international team when Germany were doing bits. He was in that team.
That was like
2014, they were doing bits.
That was like a million years ago.
2014.
Bro, the team...
What are we doing?
Werner, when he first got into the team, about 5-6 years ago, he was in that top team. He's a good quality German player.
We just saw a tournament a couple of weeks ago. Why was he in that?
We're talking about players making decisions. He can make decisions.
No, he can't.
He's a top player.
No, he's not. Werner's not a top player. What are you not doing, man?
No, I'm not saying he's a top player. I'm saying he's still a good player.
He's decent.
He just misses sitters. So if he didn't miss the sitters.
Dan. In this day and age, if you're a decent Premier League player and an international.
He's not decent.
He's played 50 caps for Germany. You're a decent player, Giz.
But that was... How long ago was that? How long ago was that, though?
His probably last cap was probably last year when he went back to Germany and started banging goals again. When he got the move to Tottenham, he got back in the German team. Bruv, do your research.
He said banging goals.
Yeah, he said banging goals.
They sent him out, and then he started banging goals and doing so well, Miles. They sent him on loan to Spurs. Let's take a look now, man.
That's because it's a bigger club. You know.
Would he get into West Ham squad?
Whatever.
I wouldn't want him. No.
Oh, okay. Shut up.
You should have just said yes.
All of that for that.
And Miles, bless.
He doesn't get to West Ham.
Hold up. Why wouldn't you want him? Hold up. I wouldn't want Conor Gallagher.
Forget Conor Gallagher.
No, I wouldn't want Conor Gallagher. Over Edison. Alvarez.
No. What he's doing now, you're going to a stronger part in your team, which is your midfield. Forget Conor Gallagher. Yeah. Timo Werner, the winger. Yeah, right. Would you take him at West Ham?
No.
Exactly.
Just like I wouldn't take... Remember Elise? Yeah. Remember Elise?
Because you've got better midfielders than Conor Gallagher, so obviously you wouldn't take him. Would you take Timo Werner at West Ham?
No.
Exactly. So why are you picking him up like he's the...
What are you on about? I wouldn't take him. What are you on about?
Because you've got better midfielders than Conor Gallagher, so no, you're not going to take him.
And we've got better attackers than Conor. What are you talking about? It's the same reason.
It's the new war.
What are you on about? I'm not having... What are you on about?
You said he's a good player. He's a decent player.
What are you on about?
He was decent 10 years ago.
What you just said didn't make no sense.
Because it makes sense. Because you moved it to the midfield.
What are you on about? I'm saying the same thing. What are you on about? So you're chatting You're chatting Stop chatting
He's gone mad. He's gone mad.
No more Emily.
What's the stats? What's the poet? Poetry, what's the stats?
My brother. My brother.
Poetry.
No.
Make sense of your point.
Poetry.
Steve, chill out for a second.
What's the stats? My point is it's going to land here.
He scored 2 goals last season in 13 appearances.
Yeah, but he's one of those players that looks better naked.
Talk to me about what that is. What is that naked? What is that?
Naked is when you take the all-round game. Like the effect he has on... So Kovacic, his bikini is going to be from Matalan. It doesn't look great. His goals and assists are nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? But... He affects games. He is an important, integral part.
57 Germany caps, 24 goals. Shut up,
How old is Timo Werner?
He's a good player.
How old is he? How old is Timo Werner?
28.
How old is Timo
Werner? 28.
Yeah, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. That's 2 different players.
It's not 5 years ago, it's now.
Guys.
He's a top player. Shut up,
Steve-o,
man.
Steve, you want to go for lunch?
But what did your point mean? Wait, one second. No, please, for me. Give him the floor. Wait. So your point. Conor Gallagher.
He's lost it.
Conor Gallagher.
Go on, Conor Gallagher.
Conor Gallagher. Timo Werner. West Ham.
No, you bought Conor Gallagher.
You had no sense, did you? You made no sense.
You made no sense.
Hey, listen, boys, fight at lunch.
You're getting knocked out.
Timo Werner's good, but he won't get into West Ham. A ham sandwich.
Don't worry, fire lunch. Let's finish this.
You won't get to West Ham.
Are you
ham
done?
Ham sandwich FC. You won't get there. But
detention.
He's
detention. Hey.
I suppose it's better
than
hey.
Detention.
Give me detention. I'll take it.
I've missed Miles, man. No more annual leave.
Make it make sense.
No more annual leave for
months. Excited about shopping at Aldi, boy. All right. All right, then.
I have a shop there.
Hey, well done, mate.
Let's talk about the bottle jobs.
Ooh, West Ham?
No. They never have anything to bottle.
Nothing.
All right, Steve-O, this is your moment, though.
All right, Steve-O.
It's time.
Let's talk about Arsenal.
Let's talk about Arsenal.
Two great seasons from them. Absolutely nothing to show for it. Disgustingly bad bikini.
No, he's excited now. Look.
Horrid.
Is that a bad bikini or a good bikini?
Arsenal look ugly naked.
What are you doing? We lost the league on the final day. That's not ugly, bro, in comparison to your side that unfortunately...
We're
wearing a swimsuit.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Is that a bad bikini or a good bikini?
No, but it's a competition. You got to compare everyone to everyone. So if you take a look at where we are in this comparison of terrible teams in the league, we're second. You lot can't chat to us.
Why are you talking about other teams? Out.
I'm talking about the bikini. The bikini you wear is this.
Exactly. So he said spoke about our league position in the past 2 years. In order for us to speak about that, we talk about our... With other teams, because we didn't finish the league second by ourselves. There's 19 teams other than us.
We're talking about Arsenal.
We are the second best amongst 20 teams. Let's talk about Arsenal.
Where did you finish? Is the one where you were in two title races and you didn't win either of them. And now you're linked with Tommy Setford.
Yes. It's crazy.
So one sec. So, Miles.
No, they signed him.
Is that good enough?
We signed him!
18, isn't it?
18. Cold. Best second keeper in the Premier.
Yeah, because we needed a third keeper. We never had a third keeper.
Is it third?
Because our third keeper is...
He's the best fourth keeper in the Prem.
You have got a better player, though. You've got Ricardo Califorio. Yes. Califori, whatever it is.
Do you think because he's single now, Arteta won't want him?
No, he's like, that's a lie. His girlfriend. He's got a girl. Arteta don't sign players without...
That's what I'm asking.
That's a fact.
Do you think that's why you can't get over the line and win titles when you need to? You know the moments where you need to be clutch and you can't do it? Is it because too many of your players have wives and girlfriends?
Or is it because of 114 charges? We'll never know.
So let me ask you this. Do you not feel, and I'm just asking the Arsenal fans, do you not feel a little embarrassed that, like we spoke about Man City before and you're like, City have to lose this player, that player, that player, that player. This then could be our chance. Don't you feel that's a little bit...
Nah, they won the treble 2 years ago. I don't feel embarrassed. Yeah, exactly.
Because if they all collapse, that means you're back in. You're never in anyway. We're in, Liverpool's in. So
imagine what West Ham have to do to compete with...
Steve, can I have that sweet? It's been sitting there staring at me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, bro. That is a stinker.
It's a nice sweet though, boy.
And that hurts. That hurts.
And now he's in pain.
That's proper steel, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounded like it.
He's crying. He's crying.
No. Don't want that.
He's down bad, you know?
He's finished.
Ooh. Is this what your knee feels like all the time, Miles?
Nah, man, he's fine. I've squat proper. Ooh.
What can you squat?
Oh, my PB is like 3 plates and a 5.
Because it's weird because I know you're strong, but obviously when I heard what your max bench was, I was shocked at how poor it was.
Was it? What was that? Who told you my max bench?
You did.
What was it?
A mouthpiece.
What was it?
I can't remember. It was some meaty.
140. Yeah. No. Yeah, 2 plates and a 10-inch side. That's my max I've done.
All right, are we really talking about what he can bloody squat? Like his little legs, allow it, mate. Little legs, allow it. Come on.
Arsenal, what do Arsenal need?
Calafiori obviously is single, so I don't think that's going to get across the line until he gets his girl back.
His girl's there, man.
Okay, then it's going to get across the line.
Do you not think it's weird that Arteta really wants people with girlfriends? What do you think is going on there?
He's a cult leader.
Nah, yeah.
Bowie, come on.
Tell him.
No way.
Most of the players, 90% of the team.
Havertz got married this summer.
He wants them married. Yeah, yeah.
It's fact. He wants them settled.
Yeah, settled.
Saliba's outside.
No.
You see the changing room videos?
We still doing that.
Why are you getting upset about that?
Gabriel settled.
Ben White is settled. Trossard settled.
Married.
Jorginho settled. Rice is settled.
I don't like it.
I'm with you. Someone needs to cheat.
You can't win the league like this, man. You can't win the league like that. Where's your risk takers?
You need a Kyle Walker.
Bottom line, if you need a player that's gonna improve you, is Sesko that player? I think Sesko is wildly overrated.
He's not coming. He said he wants to stay at the club. He's staying at the club for another year. He said he's not coming. He said that before, while he was in the Euros, that they've already got him locked down.
So do you get a striker?
Do you think Lukaku going to Napoli means you're getting Osimhen?
Nah, Osimhen's going to PSG. And if anybody, a team that will put the money for Osimhen, is Chelsea.
We don't want Osimhen.
Now I'm saying if there's a team that will do it, who needs a striker?
We've got no bread. We have to sell our training ground.
Miles, do you know what we should do? Because everyone keeps talking about Arsenal striker, but Trossard we know is not the number one left winger. So when are we going to sign a number one left winger?
Because I don't trust Martinelli.
Him. I've not trusted him since September the 30th.
There's Nico Williams. Obviously, he's going to go Barcelona more than likely, but I think Arsenal's just probably waiting to see what happens in that situation.
When we talk Arsenal and signings around the world, I don't know if you feel like this, I don't feel like them big players are still Arsenal. So like Nico Williams, if you've got the choice of Real Madrid or Barca.
You're going Real.
Like these teams, Arsenal's still not a pull.
Arsenal kind of can't really.
So we pulled Kai Havertz from Chelsea.
We pulled Declan Rice.
We pulled Odegaard.
We didn't pull, we sold to you.
What else? We pulled Declan. Didn't Declan Rice meant to go Man City? He came Arsenal. No, it wasn't. Like, okay, sorry, I made that up.
They put in a bid though.
He wasn't going to City.
Yeah, because he came to us. Because he waited to come to us.
The problem is all the players that Arsenal want.
Yeah.
Don't even want to leave.
Yeah. So Zubimendi, Mike Marino, Nico Williams. These are free links.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't want to leave Spain at all.
No one wants to go Arsenal.
So Arteta might have to just look somewhere else.
No, it's not even about nobody wants to go Arsenal. I think we might. Marino's a strong one, though.
He don't want to leave Spain.
Is it London? Is it a London thing? Because Arteta's here. Obviously, he's Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need more tapas bars?
There's a tapas bar near me.
We've got one in Queen's Park.
There's one
What's
near me.
What's he saying, though? Because
I don't know. I just walked past it.
What is tapas?
It's like Spanish
rice.
No, do you know what it is? Tapas is like little finger foods.
Yeah. It's like
you can just pick like loads of different things.
Like tapas.
Fiddly bits.
Do I like tapas? Do you like to tap? I like to tapas.
Do you like to what?
I like to tap ass.
Do you like to tap ass?
Whoa.
You get it?
Do you like to pass?
And for those on the bus?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Listening.
All right, back to centre midfielders though. If these lot had any history in their mind when it comes to Arsenal players and Spanish centre midfielders, Santi, Cesc, come.
They should come to this club. They didn't win much though.
One sec. So if you've got any history and you've just named three guys, Santi hardly played. Arteta was at the end of his career.
Santi hardly played.
I swear he had something ate his Achilles, isn't it?
Stop, wait, guys. I love when Steve-O does that.
Somebody ate his
Achilles.
Because
it's not, like, they're just going to lie.
He hardly played.
He hardly played.
No, he got injured.
For one season. He had a reoccurring ankle injury.
And then someone ate his Achilles.
Arteta, Cesc, and Santi Cazorla all won something at the club.
It was a bad time when Santi was there.
Yeah, bad time.
Yeah, okay.
We still won.
It was a bad time.
Are you changing your argument now? You should stick. Did he hardly play? Was it both of them?
It was a bad time when he was there in the injury room.
He was a good player. But was he a good player? Yes or no?
Unbelievable player.
Thank you. That's all we need to know. So let's end it there.
Poet Zubimendi.
Yes.
We looked at.
Yes.
Good player, no?
Best Spanish player when he comes to Arsenal. The history of the club.
Nah, you didn't.
Okay.
You do too much.
Nah, okay, cool. But
do you know what I have to rate him? Because he fooled me. When I saw him come off the bench for Spain, I said, England have won this. Rodri's gone. And then he showed me why he needs to play in the number 6 or the number 8 for Arsenal.
They got better.
Next to Declan Rice.
They got better without Rodri. They went more attacking.
Seems like he's passing it forward a lot more quicker. I don't know if they got better, but I definitely know he's good.
He found the tempo
quickly.
Quick. It's quick.
That's it. He became the vessel.
If Martinelli pulls his socks up and we sign Zubimendi and Calamari, I'm chill.
So Zubimendi would what? Move Jorginho, right?
Jorginho's
going to hardly play anyway.
So you're going to say Zubimendi and Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
Who's what?
Declan Rice. Declan
Rice, yeah.
So Jorginho's played more games than Kanté Cazorla did in his last 3 years in the one season. But you just said he hardly played.
Do you know what's so mad?
He's hardly played.
Hey, Miles. Let me tell you something that he's looking at. Yeah. A picture of him.
Guys,
get stats.
What do you think? Who should Arsenal sign? Do Arsenal have a hope? Can they win the league at the third time of asking? Or are they just going to bottle it no matter who they have?
Always the bridesmaid.
But they catch the bouquet every time.
Yeah, they do.
And finally, last but not least, but definitely most shameless club that this country has to offer, Man United.
Right, can I say something? We're talking about Man United signings, Zerky, good young players. Curtis Jones is a better prospect.
I think we named this video Turkey. Curtis Jones.
I'm just saying.
So is he the world's best young player? He has to be based off this.
He's up there. He's up there. He's up there. But Lenny Yoro.
Yes. The best young player in the world. One of the best young players in the world.
Would you agree, Steve-O?
Why does he have to be?
Exactly.
That's Man United doing bad business.
Yeah, very bad business.
What? That's bad business.
Lenny Yoro's bad business?
Yes.
Tell me why.
He's got a year left on his contract.
Tell me why it's good business, and I'll tell you all the reasons why it's bad.
Because we bought him.
No, but tell me why. No, okay, you bought him, but why is it good business?
Well, he would have gone on a free to another club.
How do you know that? But you're big Manchester United, though. You couldn't pull that 18 year.
No.
You couldn't have.
No.
So you.
He was going to. Madrid was going to win that.
No, they wasn't.
Yes, they was.
Madrid don't pay for no one.
No, exactly.
Oh, no, they do. What are you talking about? They bought Camavinga. They bought Tchouaméni.
They make you wait out and say, we are. When you're done, come to us. And they all go.
But Yoro didn't go because Man United decided that any player with a year left on his contract is worth £62 million transfer fee. That is bad business.
That's bad business.
You could have just gone and signed. And on top of that, he's an 18-year-old centre-back who's actually good. But is he going to perform well in the Premier League?
£62 million on an 18-year-old centre-back.
But we're not disputing that he's a good player or not. He looks like a good player. He looks like a good talent. But you don't spend £62 million on a player that's 18 and you can get him for free next season.
You can't get him for free next season. I keep telling you. He's going one place.
But Man United could change the course of that conversation with good performances without the season. So I just think this is bad business.
It's a bad... I'm going to go with bad. Hands up for bad business.
Yeah.
I think it's bad business. I'm not saying you got a bad player. It's bad business.
So how much should it have been?
32.
32. Yeah. It should have been 32 mil.
If he had 2 years left instead of one, that would have made him worth like...
100 mil.
100 mil.
Yeah.
100%.
Probably. And is probably. He worth 100? Is he that good of 100 mil?
No,
player?
No.
Yeah, but why are we doing that?
Because it's bad business.
Why are we talking about 100 mil though?
Because I'm saying to you, 1 year left on his contract's worth 62 mil. So what the hell is 3 years worth? And no one's going to spend 100 mil on this guy. So why are you spending 62
mil? No one spent 100 mil on this guy.
Exactly. So why are you spending 62 mil?
No, I'm just talking about what I'm seeing in the now. You lot are,
yeah, but he's not worth the money. Though. That's why no
you don't know that. I think he's worth that. Me and Paul, we spoke about it for years.
62 mil... on a young centre-back.
Mm. Good player, though.
Must get straight into the first team.
Oh, 100%.
I think he does.
Wait, how much did Arsenal play for Timber?
30 mil.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. How much should we pay for Ben White? 50. How much should we play for Saliba? 34. Gabriel, 34. Tomiyasu, a score.
Rice.
Chat to them, Miles!
Players.
Rice.
I'm not saying...
Rice.
Oh, Rice, 100 mil. He's worth every penny, though.
But he's also Shawn Michaels.
This might be Shawn Michaels, my bro.
No, it's not. You said he's a baller.
62 million for a guy. I rate him, but I rate him in France. And I've seen people that I've rated in France and they've come over here and what they've become. I'm thinking when you finish eighth place in the league and defence is something a little bit shaky and you bring this to come alongside your centre-back and go, yo, this is going to push us up the league. This actually has to work.
I think Xerxes is an interesting one because does he play up top with Hoyland?
No.
Why not though? He's a number... He's like a Firmino type striker. He's not an out and out goal scorer, and you man need goals, so that don't even make sense.
I don't think he plays with Hoyland.
Hoyland's meant to be the goal scorer. He's meant to be the guy that plays off it. I don't even know what
it's
formation they're
shape.
Playing.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't see that change of shape. So Ten I don't
Hag
think he's gonna play.
Gets an extension when everyone thought he might go.
I think he might false nine him.
And put where? And put Hoyland where?
Hoyland might sit down.
That's not how the investments. This is not how investments
work.
It might
come in and come out.
It might what?
So what are you saying? Man United are getting if he's coming in, coming out, that's quick. That's how you get
Yeah, it's true.
I've never been so I don't know.
Okay. What?
This is mad.
I've never been
What's understood don't need to be explained.
What's that like?
Johnny Evans, someone who has been.
No, he hasn't. 1 year extension's good for him.
So they just signed a centre back for 63 million and then still gave Johnny Evans.
Who's
a
an
year
experienced centre back? What's going on there? That's the most perfect thing to do. An experienced Champions League winner.
So if you signed an adequate centre back, do you give him the year extension?
Yeah, that's for him to learn off him and...
No, because you're talking about the 18-year-old. I'm saying if they went and signed a proper centre-back, 24, 25-year-old, established centre-back, do you give Johnny Evans a 1 year?
Maybe, but only because they know they're getting rid of Lindelof.
Lindelof as well?
He's gone, yeah.
Lindelof's gone.
So I would have rather them sign a young centre-back to replace Lindelof and then a big centre-back to be the starter.
But we're linked to another big centre-back though.
Which is...
Dilip.
Yeah.
If that comes, that changes things.
But do you know what it is? I've got this thing about how young football is getting in general. And then young centre-backs, it just, for me, is a disaster waiting to happen.
Not all the time. So when's a centre-back ready for you?
I don't like them underneath 24.
So would you say someone like a Saliba's anomaly then?
Yes, but I think he's also, it depends on how fast you learn. So whatever he's doing in training and his development was perfect. But if you just threw him into first team football, as soon as you got him, you'd have ruined him.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you throw a first team player like that into a structure, a system that is trusted and so on and so forth, who knows? But Yoro, he just needs to watch some videos of Onana last season. He's already panicking. Martinez is due another injury anyway. Luke Shaw's going to give you 5 games. And then, bro, it's a mess, bro.
You're our biggest hater,
man. One of the main
man.
Things with... Of course. He might be.
No, he is.
What, another thing that we're missing, yeah, is one of the key things is it's the Premier League. That's... An 18-year-old.
I think we know it. Right, wrap up the show. Is this the last one?
No. We're landing it.
I don't think we know. You know what? We think one thing we're missing.
One thing we're missing.
Guys, what do you think? Like, comment, subscribe. Man United. Who do they need?
I've seen better players come and die.
Who would you want at your club? Who are the dream signings? Like, comment, subscribe. We will see you next week. And do not forget, it's the Premier League.